We read in 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul says, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Paul had no doubt about the total capacity of the God that he knows, of the God that he serves. I know him, and I am persuaded that he is able. He has the power. He has the authority. He has the strength. He has the reserve. He has everything that's needed to keep that which I've committed unto him against that coming day. Yes, we see at least 7 salvation certainties in this one passage. First of all, there is revelation. The Apostle Paul says, I know him. Listening friend, by the grace of Almighty God, can you say, yes, I know him? Who is he speaking of? Well, if you look back in verse 10 of that same chapter, he's referring to our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Paul says, I know him. He didn't say, I know about him. He didn't say, I have read about him. He didn't say, it comes to me by hearsay. He didn't say, I've joined the church. In fact, he says, I know him. And listening, friend, I want to know, do you know him? I'm not asking, are you religious? I'm not asking what denomination you belong to. I'm not asking, have you been baptized? Do you know him? Jesus Christ, our Savior, the one who came from heaven, the one who was virgin born, the one who died on a cross. Do you know him? Not are you learning about him. Not have you heard of him. Are you personally, intimately acquainted with him? And then Paul tells you how he knows him. He says, I have believed. I know this one in whom I have believed. I know this one in whom I placed my faith. I know this one in whom I have confidence, this one that I trusted. And then he speaks of surrender. He says, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed. Did you ever commit something to a friend and have them betray you? Did you ever commit a trust to a loved one and have them fail you? Paul says, I know this one that I have believed, and I've committed everything to him. I'm staking everything that I am, have, and ever hope to be on the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Yes, I know him. I have believed him. I have committed all to him. Not only is it by revelation, by faith, and by surrender, but it's also by assurance. He says, I am persuaded. I'm convinced. I'm assured. He's worthy of my confidence. He's worthy of my trust. All that I have has been laid at the feet of him. And then notice what he says. This expression that we've been emphasizing for several broadcasts now. Our God is able. He is able.
And friend, he's just as able today as he was in Paul's day. Are you willing to trust him as Paul did? He'll bless you like he did Paul. Amen. Amen.